These meetings that we have around a mealtime are always challenging.
在吃饭以后聚会总是非常困难。
Because in the afternoon before the meal,
下午在吃饭以前
everybody's hungry and anxious to eat.
每个人都觉得肚子饿想要吃饭。
Afterward, everybody's full, ready to sleep.
吃完饭以后呢大家都吃饱了想要睡觉。
So either way, whoever's sharing is always challenged.
在吃饭前后呢的讲道都是非常困难的。
We're thankful for the grace of God and His abundance to us.
我们感谢神他的恩典他的恩典是充足的。
As we continue this evening in the book of Philippians,
当我们继续在读腓立比书的时候
you know, Paul had a very special relationship with these dear ones.
我们知道保罗和这腓立比的比里面的弟兄姊妹们都有非常亲密的关系。
And he was writing to encourage them for the challenge that was ahead of them.
他写信来帮助他们，他们将来所要面对的困难。
And as he was writing to them, he wanted to bring them back to that place of resting in the love of Christ.
他写信给他们，使他们能够回到主爱的安息里。
And really, this is what Paul is trying to convey to us.
这是保罗想要告诉我们今天的。
There's one thing necessary.
有一件事必须的。
And that's really sitting at the feet of our Lord and knowing Him in a fuller and greater way.
就是在主的脚前能够更深更多的来认识他。
And through that, the more we come to know Him,
我们越多认识他,
we know more of that wonderful confidence that we can have in His love.
我们就对他的爱有更深的确据。
It's a love that never fails.
这爱是永不止息。
It's a love that has loved us to the uttermost.
这爱是爱我们到底的爱。
It's a love that is fresh every morning.
这个爱是每早晨都是新鲜的。
And there's a great confidence and assurance that can give us in these days where everything is shaking.
在这个时候，所有事情都震动的时候，给我们一个很大的把握。
And also we see not only that confidence, but we see the great cost of the love.
我们看见不但是我们有确据，但是我们也看到这个爱的代价。
But even though, as a Timothy this afternoon as we shared about him,
今天下午我们谈到提摩太。
When Timothy reflects upon his life,
当提摩太在回想他的生命的时候
he didn't see it as a cost.
他不觉得他付了多少代价
he saw it as a gain.
因为他觉得一切都是在基督里面的得着
he gained Christ.
但是得着基督
and the more we experience of him,
当我们经历他更多的时候
we're those that end up being those that overcome by his wonderful grace.
我们就会在他的恩典中得胜有余。
It says they love not their life unto death.
说他们宁愿死也不爱惜他们自己的生命。
And how can that be?
怎么能够如此呢?
Unless we're captured by one who's first loved us.
除非我们先被那个起初就爱我们的主得着。
And as we come to chapter 3 this evening,
当我们读第三章的时候
this is Paul's wonderful testimony.
这是保罗自己的见证。
And this is a testimony of one controlled by the love of Christ.
这个见证乃是一个被神得着的人的一个见证。
And really, before we even read chapter 3,
在我们读第三章以前
we should actually turn back to 2 Corinthians.
让我们读第哥林多后书
in 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
第五章
we've been using this little phrase, controlled by the love of Christ.
我们用到这个被主的爱激励。
And this comes from Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 and 15.
这是从保罗自己的话在哥林多后书第五章的14到15节。
Paul, who in the past was living and controlling his own life.
我们知道保罗以前没有遇到主以前他是自己掌握自己的生命的。
That road to Damascus was captured in a fresh way by one who had first loved him.
那他到大摩撒的路途的时候呢他被主掌握了。
And listen to this precious testimony of Paul from 2 Corinthians 5.
让我们再听保罗自己所说的见证。
Starting in verse 14.
从第14节开始。
For the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this,That one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了， 并且他替众人死，叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
These two verses give us a snapshot of Paul's life.
这两节经文呢，把整个保罗的一生写照出来。
Or if we're living in this modern electronic age,
在今天这个所有都是电脑化的时代
，where at times you can be limited by the number of characters.
有时候我们呢就限制在一次能打几个字。
This is the tweet of Paul's life.
这是保罗所用的那个推特。
I haven't actually counted the number of letters there.
我还没有数这个两页经文到底有多少个字。
But this he tweets out in a wonderful way, not like our president.
像那个不像我们的这个总统一样，这是保罗自己用推特来向我们说话。
He tweets a snapshot of his life.
他把他人生的写照呢，用推特发文给我们。
That his life is controlled by Christ.
他说呢，他的生命是被神的爱激励的。
And because of that, he's no longer living for himself.
他不再为他自己活。
Living for the one who loved him, who died for him, who rose again.
他为那位爱他、为他死、为他复活的主活。
And then when we come to Philippians chapter 3,
当我们再翻到哥林多腓立比书第三章的时候，
we actually see Paul expanding upon this.
我们看到保罗怎样把这些经文呢，再重新把它扩大。
There's one little thought of being controlled by the love of Christ.
从那个一节很短的基督的爱激励了我们。
He then expands into his marvelous testimony of how that's impacted him.
他把它扩展成为他自己的见证。
So let's pray and commit our time to the Lord.
让我们一同祷告，把这些时间交给主。
That these words that Paul shares for our encouragement.
保罗在这边分享的激励的话。
Could really be speaking into our hearts in a fresh way.
能够在我们的心中又新鲜的说出来。
Lord, we are so grateful that we can continue in your presence tonight.
主，我们在你面前再一次能够聚集，我们感谢你。
And Lord, we offer ourselves unto you.
我们把自己交托在你的手中。
That Lord, where we might be a little tired, your enabling power would quicken us, spirit, soul, and body.
我们虽然有点疲倦，但是你自己的大能能够使我们的灵魂体苏醒起来。
We so thank you for the enabling power of your resurrection life.
我们为着你复活的大能来感谢你。
That life that has overcome all things.
因为生命能够吞灭一切的事。
That life that is victorious over all things.
因为这个生命能够向一切事物得胜。
And we're thankful that tonight by faith we can enter into the victory that we have in you.
靠着信心，今天晚上我们能进到你的胜里。
Lord, we come tonight to hunger and thirst after you.
今天晚上我们来向着你来渴慕你。
Lord, the more we see of you, the greater it creates that hunger within our hearts.
我们越向你接近，我们里面就越渴慕你。
So we pray, Lord, that as you would have a great freedom within our midst tonight,
我们祷告使我们中间里面有灵的自由。
We would be those that are receiving from you in a fresh way.
我们能够在你面前能领受新鲜的启示。
Drinking from the fountain of life.
让我们能够在生命的泉源中来饮用你自己。
And allowing you to truly in a fresh way fill us with your very self.
但愿用你这个新鲜的这个生命来充满我们。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
靠你的圣名祷告。Amen.
You know, Paul, as he's writing this third chapter, he's writing it again in the spirit of encouragement.
当保罗写第三章的时候，他乃是也是继续来鼓励我们。
And he's writing to them because he wants to encourage them for what lies ahead.
他要为着我们所面临的问题呢，来鼓励我们。
And so he wants to share with them from his own life.
他要从他自己的生命中来鼓励他们。
So we can pick up in verse 4.
我们从第四节可以看到。
And as we've done with the other two chapters, we're not going to be able to do an extensive exposition of the chapter.
像前两章一样，我们没办法仔细的研究这一章。
But just some main thoughts that can be an encouragement to us.
但是这里面有几个非常重要的思想可以帮助我们。
If we start in verse 4, we pick up with Paul's testimony.
我们从第四节，我们就可以看到他自己的见证。
Paul says, although I myself have confidence even in the flesh. If anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
其实我也可以靠着肉体，若是别人想可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族，便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的，只是我以前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。 不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。If
we wanted to outline this chapter, we can divide it into three sections.
如果我们把这章分段的话，我们把它分成三段。In
verses 1 through 6, we see Paul encouraging us to put no confidence in the flesh.
我们从第一节到第六节呢，说保罗。
And the flesh he's speaking of here, he starts off talking about some that are used of the bad flesh. And then he describes himself and his good flesh. Sometimes we can think the Lord just wants to deal with the bad things in our life. But we have some good things that God can use.
我们觉得我们这些好的地方呢，神可以用它。
Brothers and sisters, flesh is flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，肉体就是肉体。
And Paul said, we don't put any confidence in the flesh.
保罗说，我们不靠肉体。
You know, my heritage, my whole family is from Scotland.
从我的背景来讲，我们是从苏格兰来的。
My grandparents on both sides of my family were born in Scotland.
我的祖父母从这个 我的祖父祖母双方面都是从苏格兰来的。
So growing up, I was a very proud Scotsman.
所以我长大的时候呢，我就以我的苏格兰的背景为荣。
And one of the things that Scotsmen are known for,
我们知道这个苏格兰人有一个特色,
is their strength of character.
是我们的有一个很坚强的个性。
They called it fortitude.
他们讲到说，我们像这个城堡一样那么坚固。
I remember my grandparents speaking of the fact we've got much fortitude.
我的祖父母说到，我们只是坚强像堡垒。But
when I started following the Lord,
当我开始跟随主的时候,
I discovered that what I thought was this good character of fortitude,
我发现到我所认为是我的那个优点的这个坚强的个性,
was simply stubborn flesh.
发现这是一个非常这个顽固不化的肉体。
It was just stubbornness.
就是这个顽固。
The world looks upon it as good.
世界上人看到是一个益处, 好处。
In the light of the Lord, nothing of the flesh is good.
在主的面前呢, 乃是肉体是不好的。
And this is what Paul is trying to encourage these ones to start with.
保罗呢, 一开始是用此来鼓励弟兄姊妹们。
And then in verses 7 through 16, which we'll discuss more later, he speaks of the practical outworking of his life.
第七节到第十六节呢，他就告诉我们他的生活中那些很实际的表现。
How when that love of Christ captured him.
基督的爱怎样激励了他。
We see the various stages that he went through.
我们看到他所经过各方面的经历。
And then just as he's done in the first and second chapters,
当他第一章跟第二章结束之后,
he challenges those in Philippi to follow his example.
他强调 要求腓立比的弟兄姊妹们来向他学习。
In verses 17 to 21, he says, join in following my example.
从17节到这个21节，他就说，你们要一同效法我。
Of walking according to the pattern which I walk.
来留意来照我们的榜样。
What was Paul's pattern?
那保罗的榜样是什么呢？
It was the pattern of the cross, not I, but Christ.
他的榜样乃是 十字架不是我,
that pattern of for me to live as Christ.
他的榜样就是活着就是基督。
That pattern of having this mind in you.
他的榜样就是有基督的心为心。
He was encouraging them to allow Christ to be formed in them.
他 鼓励他们要叫基督成形在他们的里面。
And also, he was always reminding them of what was ahead.
他一直来警告他们，他们所要面临的是什么。
He was reminding them that even though they're living upon this earth,
他警告他们，虽然他们活在这地上，
their citizenship was in heaven.
他们的这个身份乃是天上的国民。
They were strangers and sojourners here.
他们在地上做客旅的。
Their actual citizenship was in heaven.
但他们乃是天上的国民。
And in one day there would be that glorious transformation when they met the Lord.
有一天呢，这个有身体有很大的改变。
Paul always has the end in view.
当我们遇到主的时候，他总是以这个结局来告诉我们。
In the first chapter, he said, "I'm confident of this, that the work he's begun, he will complete."
在第一章，他告诉我们说，那在你们中心里面动了善功的，要成全到底。
Paul was driven by a purpose.
我们看见的保罗是以这个目的为念的。
And to Paul, this person was very personal.
对保罗来讲，这是非常对他非常切身的。
It was the life of Christ being lived out.
让基督的生命能够从他身上活出来。
And this is why Paul, as he shares this testimony.
所以保罗在这边分享他自己的见证的时候，
There's an extremeness in this testimony.
在这个见证里面，我们看到那个极端的表现。
There's an absoluteness in this testimony.
我们在这个他的见证里面看到那个绝对。
So, as we read his testimony, it can almost go, we become so familiar with it, we lose the power of it.
我们在读到他见证的时候，我们因为对他的见证很熟悉，我们有时候就忘记了体会那个能力。
Look back at verses 7 and 8.
让我们再看这个第七节跟第八节。
We want to consider Paul's testimony tonight.
我们来一同来看保罗的见证。
We want to see the comprehensiveness of this testimony.
我们看到这个见证的全面。
He starts off in verse 7.
他从第七节开始。
He said, "Whatever things were gained to me."
以前我以为与我有益的。
Not just some things that were gained to me.
不是有一些对他有益的。
But the comprehensiveness of whatever things were of gain to me.
所有他觉得对他有益的。
All of these things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
我把这一切都当作有损的，为了基督的缘故。
He didn't just say some things I have counted as loss.
他没有说有些事情我当作有损的。
But whatever things were of gain to me in my natural life.
他说是凡是对他天然的生命有益处的。
Whatever I came about from my parents or the environment I grew up in.
或是从他父母得着的那些好处。
All of these things I've counted as loss.
我把这一切当作有损的。
I've counted there is nothing of no value.
我把它当作一个粪土是没有用的。
For that sake of Christ.
为了基督的缘故。
And then in verse 8.
然后第八节。
He says even more than that.
他说不但如此。
It's hard to think of you when you say whatever.He says, then more than that.
他说到这个包括一切都当作有损的，现在还说不但如此。
He wants us to get the point here.
他让我们注意到这一点。
He says, more than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
他说我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Again, he uses this word, all things.
他在这边再一次用到万事。
You know, it's like Paul is a lawyer.
想像保罗是一个律师一样。
And he's writing an argument here.
他在这边在写一个这个条文。
And he knows another a lawyer is going to try to find loopholes within it.
他在心目中写这些圣经的时候，他心目中想到另外一个律师来要反背他，反辩他。
So he's trying to close all the loopholes.
他要把这个他的所写的所有的漏洞都补起来。
Using these words, comprehensive words, whatever.
所以他就用这个不管一切。
And then more than that, I count all things.
他又说不但如此，我讲万事。
And for that, not just for knowing Christ Jesus.
他不是说到只是认识主基督耶稣。
But that surpassing value of knowing Him.
他乃是说到认识我基督耶稣为至宝。
Are we just content at times to know Christ?
我们难道以仅仅认识基督而满足吗？
Or are we desiring to know that surpassing value? It surpasses everything else in value.
或者是我们要以认识我基督耶稣为至宝。
That's what he had been captured in such a way.
你看到他是这样的被主激励的。
He said, "For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ."
他说我已经为他丢弃万事当作粪土，我要得着基督。
Again, whom I suffer, he suffered the loss of everything.
他已经丢弃了万事。
And he's counted them.
他一个一个数过。
That's a calculation there.
你知道他这边算数过,
he wasn't just carelessly letting it, putting it aside.
他不是这个非常不经意的就把它摆在一边。
I'm a CPA by training.
我是做统计的。
So when I see a word like count, it means something to me.
我每次看到读到这个计算的时候, 对我来说也有很深的意义。
And these things that were of value to him.
表示说有些事情对他来讲非常宝贵的。
He went through them, he says, "Oh, that was of value."
他已经估价过, 他知道这个价钱,
but I count that as nothing.
但是现在呢, 我把它当作有损的。
Each one, he looked at it, he knew the past value of it to him.
他每件事情就拿去衡量过, 估价过。
That's all, I put it aside.
但现在呢, 他把它放在一边, 丢弃了。
Of gaining Christ, knowing more of Christ.
为着更多的认识主, 为着把耶稣基督当作至宝。
Do we realize the magnitude of this statement?
我们能够看见这句话语背后的那个伟大吗?
Have we ever stopped and really thought of all that Paul was putting aside?
我们能够停下来思想一下保罗所丢弃的这些万事吗?
Remember, he was Saul. He had a love for God and he was persecuting the church.
你知道当他成为扫罗的时候, 他爱神, 他逼迫教会,
he thought he was doing good for God. He thought he was serving the purpose of God. He was more zealous than all of his counterparts.
他比一切同时代的人都热心。
But praise God, God in his mercy knocked Paul off that high horse.
感谢主因着主的怜悯呢, 主就把他从他的马背上击倒。
He caught him and Paul turned and went another way.
他抓住了保罗, 把他的人生翻转过来。
And we can be so impressed by Paul.
我们看到这个保罗这个人何等的吸引我们。
Sometimes, like I mentioned this afternoon, we can paint such Paul as such a great man.
我们今天晚上可以把他画成非常伟大的人。
We can say, "No way I can do that."
我们说说, 啊, 我们实在没办法跟他比。
But how did Paul do it?
但是保罗怎样达成的呢?
Paul did it by the grace of God.
保罗乃是靠着神的恩典达成的。
It wasn't any of Paul's natural abilities that allowed him to do this.
不是靠着保罗天然的能力能够达成的。
It was the grace of God.
现在是靠着神的恩典。
The Lord reached down to Paul and Paul simply responded to that grace.
神伸手来碰触他，他就是。 来回答神的呼召。
And the Lord reaches out to each and every one of us every day.
每天呢, 神呢, 这样的来碰触我们。
And he wants us to respond to that grace in a similar manner.
神要求我们像保罗一样的回应他的恩典。
Not taking the grace of God in vain.
不要把神的恩典枉费了。
But allowing it to work in us a life that we could never even imagine.
是让 主呢在我们里面呢形成那个奇妙的工作。
Now we might not be doing the same what we call great works that Paul did.
我们虽然不见得做保罗所做的事工。
But what is our testimony?
但是我们的见证是什么呢?
Our testimony is we were faithful to God in what he called us to do.
乃是对神召我们做的事情忠心到底。
I was sharing with our brother, we had a very strange incident in Richmond a month ago.
我跟我的弟兄分享啊，上个月呢，在我们的地方呢，有一个很奇妙的事发生。
On the second Sunday of each month, we have what's called an open testimony time.
在每个月的第二个主日呢，我们有一个公开见证的聚会。
We don't have ministry of the word. The brothers and sisters come prepared, and then they share the testimony of what the Lord's shown them or how the Lord has met them.
那个主日呢，我们没有。 信息乃是弟兄姊妹预备好了来分享他们的见证。
And we also realize some people can get long-winded.
我们也是发现说有些人会讲得很长。
So we have two young people sit on the very front.
我们有两个年轻人坐在前面。
And they have a yield sign.
他们有一个这个牌子写的让。
With a number 8 in it after 8 minutes.
他就说他那边提醒讲到讲话的人呢，就是要八分钟以后就要让给下一个人。
Then when you get to 10 minutes,
但是你听到十分钟的时候呢，
they have a red stop sign.
他们就会把另外一个图像
we did this,
秀出来，就是说你先要停止讲话。他不是为了停止那个人。
But actually it encourages, that way provide more opportunities for more brothers and sisters to
share. 乃是鼓励其他的弟兄姊妹能够有机会来分享。
But anyway, we had a strange incident last month.
但是呢，上个月呢，我们有一个奇妙的事情发生。
We had a brother, has been meeting with us for over 30 years.
有位弟兄和我们一同聚会了30年。
And, he just retired from work. He was a truck driver.
他是一个开卡车的，他刚刚从工作退休。
And his testimony, he stood up and he shared how he had just retired from work.
他站起来做见证说他刚从工作退休了。
And he said, well, I guess there's nothing else left for me in life other than to go be with the Lord.
他说是现在开始呢，我在这个人生没有什么可做了，只有一件就是要回去见主。
And so we didn't think much about it at the time.
那时候我们没有想到任何事情。
Three days later.
三天之后。
Well, actually, on a Thursday, 4 days.
其实四天之后，因为他礼拜四发生了这件事。
He was killed in a car wreck.
他就在车祸中丧生。
Went home to be with the Lord.
他实在是去见主了。
You know, now, this brother was one of these faithful brothers that if any of you ever visited Richmond, you would never notice him.
这位弟兄呢，是非常忠心的弟兄。你如果来到我们的地方聚会的时候呢，你会不会注意到这个弟兄？
But he would make sure, like if you were there the first time, you'd know where the restrooms were.
但是他如果看到你的话，他要就是把你这个厕所在哪里啊，那些小细节告诉你。
That you'd have a hymn book.
你有没有诗歌本啊？
And we eat together every Sunday.
我们在主日的时候一起吃饭。
And he always made sure we had ice.
他每一个主日都准备这个冰块。
For 30 years, we never had to ask anybody to bring ice.
说这30年以来呢，从来我们不需要问任何人向他们要冰块。
He just started doing it.
因为这个弟兄就已经把冰块都每个主日都准备好了。
If he observed somebody with a need,
如果他看到一个弟兄姊妹有什么需要，
he just went and tried to help.
他就在那边暗中就帮助他。
Wasn't asked.
你不需要去问。
Just observing.
他就是借着观察。
You know, this brother was a wonder, has a marvelous testimony.
这个弟兄呢，有一个非常美好的见证。
Our faithfulness in what the Lord is calling us to.
我们在主里面是蒙召成为忠心的。
It's simply to be faithful with what He puts in our hands.
就是把神所交付在我们手中的能够忠心到底。
He put a certain type of ministry in Paul's hands.
神呢，把一个特殊的侍奉呢放在保罗的手中。
We're not all called to be Paul's.
我们知道每个人不是像保罗一样做同样的侍
奉。He puts various ministries in each of our hands.
在我们手中有各种不同的服事。
And simply says, be faithful with what I've entrusted to you.
乃是对于神所交付给我们的要忠心。
So let's keep this in mind as we look at Paul.
让我们能够记得这一点，当我们来看保罗的时候。
Because maybe at times we don't relate to him.
因为有的时候呢，我们在保罗的见证里面有些事情跟我们好像无关，但是我们都能够感觉到我们需要他的忠心。
The Lord's life in us is far more precious to the Lord than the things we do.
神在我们里面的生命呢，比我们为主做的工作还要宝贵。
He's looking for the life of His Son in us.
神所要看的是基督耶稣他儿的生命在我们的里面。
And if we're not who he wants us to be,
假如我们不被变成他的儿子的形象，
we can't do what he wants us to do.
那么我们就没有办法做他所要叫我们做的工作。
There's that coming into being of what he wants us to be.
让我们能够变成他想要叫我们变成的人。
Then we can do what he wants us to do.
然后我们才能做他想要叫我们做的事。
Oftentimes we're so anxious to do something.
有的时候呢，我们常常喜欢做事情。
He's first wanting us to be something.
但是神要我们先来变成怎样的人。
When you look at those letters to the church in Revelation 2 and 3,
当我们读到启示录的第二章、第三章的众教会的时候，
What is the Lord looking for as he looks at these churches?
主到底在这个众教会中寻找什么呢？
Is he looking for all of the works and activities, everything they're doing?
他在寻找那些工作侍奉那些活动吗？
What's the main thing he's looking for?
他最主要要寻找的是什么？
Our Lord Jesus, as he's walking among those candlesticks,
我们看到我们的主在这个七个灯台中间行走。
He's looking for his life in the brothers and sisters in each assembly.
他是乃在各个聚会中来找他自己的生命的表现。
He's looking for his life manifest in the brothers and sisters.
他乃是来找他的生命在基督在弟兄姊妹身上的表现。
That's what he's looking for today.
他今天也是寻找同样的。
This is what he was looking for in Paul. He's looking for that within each one of us.
他是在保罗身上和在我们身上寻找这同样的事。
So we want to stop and first consider Paul the man.
我们先来看看保罗这个人。
That one captured by this singleness of vision.
这个人为神这个意象所抓住。
It said in Paul's life, once he desired all the things of the world.
在这以前呢，他乃是要掌握整个世界。
And he had the whole world before him.
他实在是有整个世界在他的面前。
Both the secular world and the religious world.
在这个一般的世俗的世界和宗教的世界。
He had so much before him.
他能够掌握整个这个两个世界。
But he counted it as loss.
但他现在呢把他们当作有损的。
From various places of scripture, which we're not going to take time to read tonight.
在各种不同的经文里面今天晚上我们不会去读他们。
Paul says that he was born in Tarsus.
他说我是在大苏生的。
Now Tarsus is noted for having that Greek culture.
我们在大苏乃是这个希腊文化的中心。
The Greek culture and education.
这苏拉文化的中心乃是在他的教育系统。
And we still see the impact of that upon today.
今天你在大苏仍然看到这个文化的影响。
It was the best school system on the earth at that time.
在那个时候是全世界最好的学校
就在那里。And he was born right there.
那保罗就是生在那个城市里。
You know, many people today when they're looking for a house.
今天呢很多人在找房子。
If they're thinking about having a family or they have children.
他们想到说他们要有一个家庭有一个孩子。
They pick certain cities to live in.
他们选一些城市去住在里面。
Because of the education system.
因为那些教育系统好的地方。
Certain cities are noted of having a better school system than another city.
有些城市比别的城市有更好的教育系统。
They might just be a few miles apart, but the education could be worlds apart.
他们虽然是支离几个里远，但是他们的教育系统的好坏可能是差很多。
Now, I know the Chinese and the Indian, you're not interested in education for your children.
我知道中国人和印度人对教育不感兴趣。
But I hear at times there's a little pressure here on education.
我就听到说是对于孩子教育来讲，我们心中担负很大的压力。
But if you were looking for a city to live in to educate your children at this time,
如果你现在要找一个城市为了儿女的教育来要住在其中的话,
you would have picked Tarsus.
你会选择大苏。
Prime education.
因为他那个是最好学校。
When they were applying for the university,
他们要选择大学的时候,
and they saw that they had that certificate from the high school of Tarsus,
如果他们看到你的高中是从大苏毕业的,
they went to the top of the list.
那么他们马上就在这个名册上第一位。
It opened the doors for their education.
他们就为前面这个大学教育开了一个大门。
Now, I hope you realize the school systems were different then than now, but I'm just trying to make a point.
You know, 我们知道这个教育系统从以前跟现在是不太一样的。我现在就是想要提到这一点。
During Paul's time, there were three major influences upon the earth.
在保罗那个时代呢，三件事情影响整个时代。
There was the Greek influence.
是希腊文化的冲击。
The Roman influence.
还有罗马的冲击。
And the Jewish influence.
还有一个是犹太人的冲击。
And from a cultural education point of view, the Greek was the prime one.
从这个文化和教育来说呢，是希腊文化是占第一位。
This is part of the culture that Paul grew up in.
在这样的环境里面保罗成长。
And this is one of the things that he counted as rubbish compared to Christ.
他现在呢把这个宝贵当作粪土一样为了得着
基督。When he saw the surpassing value of Christ.
他乃是为着把耶稣基督当作至宝。
That was rubbish.
那比起这个呢大苏的教育乃是粪土。
Now that doesn't mean we don't go to school and get an education.
这不表示说我们不要去上学了，不要去受教育。
But it's a matter of keeping things in perspective.
乃是在 用什么的眼光来看这些事。
We get a good education so we can find a job and we can support our family and on and on. But what's our priority in life?
我们有好多教育，我们就可以那个养活家庭。但是我们生活里面最首位的是什么呢？
What was Paul's desire?
保罗心中的这个所要渴慕的是什么？
Knowing Christ.
乃是得着基督，乃是认识基督为至宝。
And not only was he born in Tarsus, but he was born a Roman citizen.
他不但是在大树诞生，并且他生下来就是罗马。
And this granted him all of the legal privileges of being a Roman citizen.
做一个罗马公民，他就享受罗马公民一切的福利。
And we know at times, even when he was in prison, this came to his advantage.
我们看到他在监狱里面时呢，做一个罗马公民的身份呢，对他有很大的帮助。
Being a Roman citizen was the highest citizenry you could have at that time.
在那个时候，做罗马公民是你的身份是最高的。
Because we know, some of you came from another country to this country.
有很多你们当中是从别的国家来到美国的。
And at first you weren't citizens.
刚开始的时候你不是公民。
You had limited rights.
你的权利是受限制的。
When you become a citizen,
当你变成公民之后
of any country, you have new rights.
你就变成你有享受更多的权利。
My wife and I, we spend a couple of months a year in Brazil.
我跟我太太呢一年中呢有几个月是在巴西。
We have to remember that when we're in Brazil,
我们就常常提醒我们我们在巴西的时候
being a citizen of the U.S. doesn't mean much.
在巴西啊，你是美国公民，并不表示你有享受特别。
Actually, it can be a disadvantage at sometimes.
有的时候是一个对你没有帮助的。
We carry a Canadian flag at times.
So 我们就用这个加拿大的护照。
But no. But we see how the privileges that Paul had.
我们看到这个保罗所有享的那个特权。
And he counted it as rubbish.
他现在在这里面，他讲说把他看作粪土。
Because he knew he was a citizen of heaven.
因为他现在知道他是天上的国民。
Now, I know for some Chinese who value their great heritage and their citizenship.
我们知道这个中国人有时候觉得他们是中国的公民，非常觉得深以为傲。
This can be a challenge to count it as rubbish.
我们知道这个，你如果把它当作粪土的话，是一个对你我们来讲是一个非常困难的事。
But keeping it in perspective, there's a citizenship that we've been brought into that is far greater.
我们知道，乃是我们要有眼光来认识我们所得着的那个国民的身份，在天上国民的身份是何等的荣耀。
Not only was Paul brought, born into this great Greek culture.
保罗不但是诞生在希腊文化中心
And not only was he born as a Roman citizen,
不但是他生下来就是罗马公民
but he was born a Jew.
他而且生下来就是犹太人
he had a great religious heritage.
他有一个最好的宗教的
And he wasn't just born any type of Jew, he was born from a family that was practicing.
他不是诞生在任何一个犹太家里，乃是诞生在一个犹太家里。他是遵行犹太律法的。
He was circumcised on the eighth day.
他第八天受割礼。
He was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
Some of the Jews had moved into the Greek culture and blended in and were called Hellenists.
有些犹太人就慢慢接受希腊文化，变成这个希尼利人。
But he was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He maintained a purity there.
他说他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人乃是他保存了希伯来人的传统的纯正的文化。
And he was even able to track his heritage back to the tribe of Benjamin.
他甚至能够从家谱里面追寻到他的这个祖宗乃是便雅悯人支派的人。
And he was named for probably the most famous person of the tribe of Benjamin, Saul.
他的名字扫罗乃是照着扫罗王是便雅悯人扫罗王取的。
So he had this great religious heritage.
我们看到他这边是一个有很最好的这个宗教的传统。
But once he saw Christ,
但是他看到耶稣的时候
he saw all the fulfillment of that.
他看到一切的成就。
And he put that behind him that he might know the reality of the living one.
他把他一切的成就当作粪土摆在一边，为了认识耶稣。
You know, I'm very thankful that I have a really wonderful religious heritage.
我实在是为着我自己的那个宗教的背景而感谢主。
I can go, there's a cemetery that my family uses in South Carolina.
在南加州呢, 有一个神学院。
My parents are buried there.
对不起,那个有墓地, 我的父母在那里, 葬在那里。
My grandparents are buried there.
我的祖父母也葬在那里。
My great-grandparents are buried there.
我的正祖父祖母也葬在那里。
And my great-great-grandparents are buried there.
我的正正祖父母也埋在那里。
I'm sorry. And the precious thing about it is they all knew the Lord.
最宝贵的是乃是他们全都认识主。
The tragedy in my life
在我身上的悲剧乃是,
was that I didn't appreciate that when I was young.
当我小的时候呢,我不把它当作一个宝贵的。
It's only as I've gotten older, I've started to appreciate this wonderful heritage that we've been brought into.
只有当我年长一些,我才回想到这个非常宝贵的这个传统。
You know, Paul counted his heritage, Paul had to count his heritage as nothing.
保罗呢,说他的这个传统呢,是像粪土一样。
But praise God, the heritage that we have in our Christian families.
感谢神,在我们基督徒家庭所领受的这个传统。
It's a marvelous thing.
是一个非常宝贵的事。
The life of Christ as it's been going from generation to generation.
基督的生命从一代传到一代。
There's a value there that we need to really lay hold of.
我们能够看到其中的价值来宝贵它。
Praise God that, you know, Paul was able to see that he was born into a new family.
保罗在这里看到是他是现在生在一个新的家庭里。
And all that the Lord had been doing up to this time.
我们看到他神呢,在这他一生中就把他带到这个地方。
And when it came to serving the Lord,
当他来服侍主的时候,
Paul was trained in the best schools possible.
他呢, 在最好的教育系统里面,
he says he was a student of Gamaliel.
他是从加马列斯手下受教,
who was the most famous Jewish teacher at that time.
那个时候,
but when he met Christ, he counted it as nothing. On and on, we see Paul, he had this, there was a religious zeal about him, but his whole life was transformed by one person.
If
we could say it, Paul was a man of his time. He literally had the whole world before him. Both the religious world and the secular world. Some historians, I was reading, some historians believe,
有些历史学家说,
and these aren't necessarily Christian historians,
这些历史学家不是基督徒,
but they believe that if Paul had not been saved,
他们说如果保罗没有得救的话,
we would have read about him in another part of history.
我们会在另外一个部分的历史,世界历史读到他。
He was such a powerful man of his time with the whole world before him.
因为他是那样一个伟大的人,他在世界上影响是会很大的。
If he hadn't been saved, we would have been reading some of his other exploits.
我们如果他如果没有得救的话，我们在另外一部世界历史里面读到他的丰功伟业。Now
that part's speculation.
那这当然是这个另外一方面的历史没有发生。But
one thing we do know.
但是我们知道一件事情。Paul,
when he encountered the Lord,
当他遇到主的时候,
he entered into a new life.
他进入到新的生命里。By
the grace of God, he became the man of his time.
靠着神的恩典,
counting all the world as loss and nothing and everything for Christ.
他把在世界上的一切的事物当作有损的,
you know, most of us don't have to count all the things that Paul had.
我们很多人呢,
but we have things in our life that are still of value to us.
但是我们生活里面呢，有一些事情对我们来自己来说是很宝贵的。
Have we sat down in a serious way?
我们有没有坐下来非常认真的？
And allowed and counted each of these things before the Lord.
来数算这些 事物的架子，在主面前来数算他们。
And allowed him to meet us in a precious way.
让主能够在这些事情中来遇见我们。
And we can go through the fashion of this world and the image that we have and all of these things.
我们可以从世界的这个风俗也传统等等。
Have we allowed the Lord to touch these aspects of our life?
我们是不是让主呢来碰过这些事情。
Paul was fully given. He wanted the Lord to, he fully surrendered. That, we have that hymn, I surrender all.
保罗呢是把他所有都交给主的人。
But praise God, there's a wonderful thing about Paul.
我们看见在保罗身上有一个很特殊的特点。
His testimony doesn't stop in these verses.
我们知道他的见证不光停留在这些经文里。
He wasn't satisfied.
他没有满足。
He didn't feel like he had arrived.
他没有觉得他自己已经达到了。
Because it's interesting as we see the Lord.
我们看到主。
It's kind of two things happen to us.
我们看到主的时候，有两件事情发生在我们身上。
We're hungering for the Lord and we see him and we find ourselves greatly satisfied.
我们渴慕主，我们在主里面得到很大的满足。
But at the same time, we're satisfied.That almost instantaneously within us, there's a greater hunger for more of Him.
当我们觉得满足的时候，我发现同时呢，在我们里面有更大的渴慕。
And then He meets us, and we see Him, and we're satisfied. But then there's still a hunger for more.
当我们又得到满足的时候，马上有更大的需要在我们的里面。
And this is what Paul was experiencing.
这是保罗所经历的。
This was one who was controlled by the love of Christ.
当他被基督的爱激励的时候，就有这种
情形产生。Let's pick up his testimony in verse 12.
我们来读一下他在十二节的时候所讲的见证。
He's gone through some verses of desiring of how much he wants to know the Lord and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings conformed to his death.
他在里面这以前呢，他已经提到说认识晓得主的复活的大能，晓得与他一同受苦，还效法他的死。
So desiring to attain to that out resurrection from the dead，
并且他说是他实在是想要得着那个从死里复活。
And now look at verse 12。
但现在呢，再来到十二节。
After all that Paul has been through，
保罗经历了很多事情之后
，He says not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect。But I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
他的十二节说这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的弟兄们。我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来的奖赏。
Now those verses above that we read, verses 4 through 8, they spoke of his conversion.
他也说到他自己的得救。
When he met the Lord and how he counted all things as rubbish.
当他遇到主，他把万事当作粪土一样丢弃。
Now for years now he has been serving the Lord.
然后呢，他花很多的年日来服侍主。
As Paul has been, is he when he's writing this letter?
当他写这卷书信的时候。
And when he's talking about he hasn't attained or he wants to know the Lord.
他告诉我们说他还没有达到，他仍然要认识主。
He's already been through three mission trips.
他这个时候已经为主呢经过了三次世界的布道旅行。
He's written Galatian letter.
他已经写到这个加勒太书。
He's written 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
他已经写过这个帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
He's written 1st and 2nd Corinthians and Romans.
他已经写过罗马书，也写过这个哥林多前后书。
And it says, "Oh, that I may know Him."
但是他在里面说到，使我能够认识他。
That's a hunger and a desire.
我们看到这个才是真正的渴慕。
And we could say, if any, Paul could say, "Not that I have already obtained or have already become perfect, but I press on."
他就是说，我不以为我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求。
And when Paul was pressing on,
当保罗努力追求的时候
，He didn't matter what circumstances he was, the Lord would have in front of him. At times he had very good peaceful circumstances.
有时候他的外面的环境是平和的。
At times he was persecuted.
有的时候他外面环境乃是遭遇逼迫的。
At times he had to go through shipwrecks.
有时候他要经过那船难。
At times he had to be beaten.
有时候他要被鞭打。
At times he was hungry.
有时候他会非常饥饿。
At times he was sharing, the whole city would come out to hear him.
有时候他的整个城市里的人出来来听他讲。
At times there'd be just a few women by the river.
有的时候只有几个妇女在他面前听他讲。
His one desire was to serve and honor the Lord.
他只有一个心愿乃是来服侍主，来荣耀他。
He didn't say, Lord, I'll serve you over here.
他不是说，主啊，我要在这个地方侍奉你。
Wherever God called him to serve, that's what he was willing.
主带他到任何地方，他就跟着主去。Paul
never knew what was before him, but he was convinced of who was before him.
他虽然不晓得摆在前面的是什么，但他知道那位在前面带他的是谁。And
because of that, that's why he was pressing on.
因为如此缘故，他能够竭力追求。Because
we know from Ephesians how he, at times, he was just trying to describe Christ.
我们知道在那个 以弗所书里面，他想要把那个基督的丰满描述给我们。
Trying to describe that love of Christ and talking about the height and depth and length and width.
他想讲到基督的时候，他说那长阔高深的爱。
He was seeing the vastness of Christ.
他看到耶稣基督的极大的伟大。
And because of that, he says, I'm pressing on in order that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of for by Christ Jesus.
他说我竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
And brothers and sisters, just as Paul was laid hold of for by Christ Jesus.
就像 保罗怎样被主得着,
he has laid hold of each and every one of us for a very specific purpose.
主也同样的来，为着同样的目的来得着你和我。
There's one overall purpose in view.
我们知道这里面只有一个大的目的。
But there's a great diversity of ways that he'll use each and every one of us into the fulfillment of that purpose.
但是对神对我们每一个人有一个各样不同的这个
When the Lord was putting Paul over here, he wasn't saying, oh, I want to go over there.
当神要把保罗摆在这里的时候，保罗不是说哦，我要去那头。
Paul didn't sit down in the chair and say, if I can't play the piano, I'm not serving.
他不是坐在那的时候，如果我不弹钢琴，我就不服侍了。
No, he was available to however God wanted to use him.
他乃是把自己放在主的手中，主怎样用他，他怎样。
And this is how what he's desiring that we would respond to this.
我们能够，这是对主的呼召有个反应。
This is what love does to us.
就是神的爱在我们里面是造成的。
We might be going along a certain way.
我们能够继续往前走。
With certain things were of value.
我们追求一些有价值的事。
But then when we're captured by that, all of a sudden we have a whole new perspective.
当我们真正被那个事物抓住的时候，我们就有新的眼光。
And we're led by the one that we're in love with.
我们就会被这个我们所爱的所带领。
And this is Paul was captured by that love of Christ.
你知道我们的保罗就是被这个基督的爱所得着的。
And again he says in verse 13,
然后在13节里面他如此说,
Brethren, I do not regard myself of having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do. That's a focus there. One thing.
他说我不以为自己已经得着了，但我只有一件事情，看到他何等的专注。Just
like the Lord told Mary and he was there with Martha, one thing is necessary.
就像主对着马大说，只有一件事情是必须的。Out
of that one thing there will come much service.
所以如果有了这一件事情，那么你的服事就会很多样。
Paul says, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on.
他说忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑。
Now remember, what is Paul talking about here when he's talking about forgetting what lies behind?
保罗在这里指着什么呢？当他说到忘记背后的。
This is not talking about his former life.
他不说到他信主以前的生活。
This is talking about all of his service in the Lord.
他乃是说到他信主以后所有的服事。
He's not going to rest upon everything that he's done.
他不是来是停留在他以前所服侍主的。He
wasn't living in the past. Oh, that was a beautiful letter I wrote to Galatians.
他不是说到说，哎呀，我那个，你看我写的加拉太书何等的美啊。
And he was, that's the Lord had him serve that way then, but today he was focused.
那是主要他以前做的事, 今天呢我要仍然注意在主的身上。
And he was always pressing forward.
他一直是要努力面前的。
As he says, I press on to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑, 要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
He had always had that end in view.
我们看到他一直有这个目的在他的心中。
Brothers and sisters, this love of Christ,
我们知道就基督的大爱,
it's a purposeful love.
这个爱是有个目标的。
It is a love with purpose.
这是一个有目的的爱。
It's a love with singleness of purpose and heart.
这个爱里面有一个专一的目标。
What does God the Father say?
父神怎样说呢?
Behold my Son.
看那我的儿子,
every day that is said to us.
神每天对我们说同样的话,
don't get distracted by other things.
不要为很多事情分心,
but every day he wants us to behold Christ in a fresh and living way.
每天父神提醒我们要来看他的儿子, 要以新鲜的眼光来看他的儿子,
and then forget about yesterday.
忘记昨天的事,
and know of the rich mercies and newness of God every day.
每天来经历主那怜悯里面的丰富,
because there's an end in view.
因为有一个目标要达到。
That's how our Lord was able to endure the cross.
这是主耶稣自己怎样能够忍受十字架的苦难,
to despise the shame.
因为他能够轻看羞辱,
not because he was superhuman and the cross wasn't going to hurt him.
那并不是说到主耶稣基督是一个超级的人，他那个十字架对他来讲没有痛苦的。
He saw beyond that. He saw the joy set before him.
乃是主看到摆在十字架前头的那个喜乐。
Often time we talk about vision.
有时候我们谈到意象。
But we find how absolutely necessary it is in our daily practical life.
但我们看到说在我们每天生活里面,
because what we are focused upon and what we're desiring will direct the choices we make in life. You know, I get so blessed as I talk with some students from high schools.
我呢，就在一些像高中生的谈话里面得到很多的祝福。
And I talk to them and I'd be asking them about what universities are you considering?
我就问他们说，你们 想到要进哪一所大学呢?
And it thrills my heart so much when one say, oh, well, the universities I'm considering are this one, and this one, because there's assemblies, there are brethren there that we know.
他们如果说我要选择这些大学, 因为那边有很好的基督徒弟兄姊妹们，可爱弟兄姊妹在那里。
That's how the love of Christ impacts our lives practically.
这是基督爱那个和实际的来影响我们的决定。
Not just willing to go to any university, no matter how great it is.
不是任何一个大学多好，不管它多好。
But making a choice based upon God's call and upon our lives.
乃是靠着神对我们的呼召来做选择。
And the Lord honors that.
因为主也是会荣耀。
As we honor Him, He honors us.
因为当我们把荣耀归给主的时候,
so we're so thankful for the call.
恩待我们。
We're thankful how Paul was, he was pressing on, had that goal in view.
我们看到这个保罗是努力面前的，来向着标杆直跑。
This is why we're praying for the eyes of our heart to be opened.
这是为什么我们要为着我们心中的眼睛能够打开来祷告。
That we can have a clarity of what God is after.
我们能够很清楚地知道神到底要得着什么。
These days are days of great confusion.
我们知道今天是乃是一个非常大混乱的时代。
Ones are saying God is over here, God's doing this, God this.
有人说神在这里，神是做那个，神是做这个。
God has been doing one thing from eternity past and it will be fulfilled in eternity future.
但是神呢，从永恒的过去到永恒的未来，神只做一件事情。
He's calling a people to be conformed to the image of His Son.
他来呼召我们，使我们能够
doing a great work in people century after century. That one day we can hear those marvelous words, the bride has made herself ready.
有一天呢，我们听到说新妇装备好了。
And this is what he's calling us to.
这是他所蒙召我们的目的。
To forget this other stuff.
让我们忘记其他的事。
Press on for that upward call of in Christ Jesus.
那奴隶面前的, 那是要在基督耶稣里,
and he's always, he encourages these dear ones in Philippi here to keep pressing on.
他乃是呼召这些菲利比的亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同努力面前的。
And just as we mentioned in the first chapter, how he wants them to abound more and more in this love.
我们从第一章看到里面，他说在爱上怎样多而又多。
Because this discerning love that we spoke of last night will allow them to stay on the path of life.
因为这个有见识的爱能够使他们能够在这个道路上直奔。
To distinguish from what's of him and what's not.
只能够知道说哪一个出于神，哪一个不是出于神。
When we think about the letters that Paul wrote,
我们看到很多保罗所写的书信。
Paul wrote that because he had a discerning love for Christ burning upon his heart.
因为保罗他里面有一个有见识的爱在他里面焚烧。
When he looked at that church in Galatia,
他看到那个加勒太的教会,
Paul was jealous for them for Christ to be formed within them.
他为着基督能够再成型在他们的里面而迫切。
And with a discerning love, he was able to see, why have you allowed another gospel to come in?
他印着里面有这个有见识的爱，他说：“为什么你们容忍另外一个福音传到你们中间呢？”
As he was pressing on and serving the Lord, and he heard about those in Colossae.
因为他服侍主的时候，又听到一些从这个哥罗西书的
He writes to them again out of a heart of discerning love, saying, "How could you accept this heresy?"
他对哥罗西书的弟兄姊妹说：“因着他里面这个。” 有见识的爱所看见，他说：“你们怎么能够接受这样的异端呢？”
As he's pressing on, as he loves these dear ones in Corinth,
我们知道在哥林多的教会里面，他也是因着这有见识的爱。
He writes to them again of this heart of discerning love. Don't you remember the distinguishing between flesh and spirit, between carnal and the things of the Lord?
难道你们分不出来的属灵的和属肉体的吗？
It's so critical that we need to know the Lord that we can press on and in this way toward Him.
所以这个在主里面呢是非常重要，是我们能够努力面前的。
Because if we don't know Him as we're pressing on, one or two things will happen to us.
如果我们不认识主而努力面前的话，我们就要发生一两件事情。
We'll either miss Him as He goes by.
我们会主往前走的时候，我们走丢了。
Look at the Gospels.
你读到那个福音书里。
You had all of the Jewish religious leaders there. They knew the whole scripture. They knew where the Christ would be born.
我们看到这个犹太的宗教的家们认识圣经，知道说基督要生在哪里。
And he came right into the temple, and there was only one, a Simeon, who recognized him.
主来到圣殿的时候，只有一位西面能认得他。
He recognized a life.
他认识那个生命。
All the others, they were caught up in their religious ceremonies.
其他的人都在这个。
This is why when we speak of being controlled by the love of Christ, we'll be able to distinguish between what's of Him and what's not of Him, and when He goes by, we can follow Him. Or we'll go some other way and be led astray.
如果我们没有这个有见识的爱，那么我们就会走丢或者走偏。But
we see Paul as he in his own life as he was pressing on.
我们看到保罗如何他从他自己生命里面怎样努力面前。
Always upon his heart for the brethren to be pressing on also.
他一直在他心里面有一个迫切的感觉，对其他的弟兄姊妹一同能够竭力追求。
He was so thankful for all the Lord had done among the brothers and sisters.
他为着神在他们心中所做的感谢神。
But he has this little phrase, says, but there's so much more.
但是呢，他觉得，神在他们心中想要做的更多。
Look over at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们来看那个帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦第四章。前书第四章。
If we look at verses 9 and 10.
从第九节读到第十节。
Now, if Paul was writing a letter to the assembly here,
保罗在对一个教会来写的书信,
I think we would love to receive a letter that has verse 9.
我们想到说，我们希望读到一个书信写给我们的，有其中第九节这句话。
Just imagine if we received a letter from Paul.
我们来想象着我们从保罗手上领受这个书信。
And it says, Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another.
那论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
Boy, what a temptation for pride that would be.
我们看到这里面有一个试炼。
Well, that's amazing how these dear ones, they, in Thessalonica, they had been taught by God to love and care for one another.
你看到这边在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们蒙了神的教训，叫他们彼此相爱。
And he continues this commendation in verse 10.
我们看到在第十节里面他继续称赞他们。
He says, For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who were in Macedonia.
说爱你们向马其顿全地的众教众弟兄固然是这样行
not just in Thessalonica, but all throughout the area, the region of Macedonia.
不但是他们在帖撒罗尼迦教会彼此相爱，并且他们爱所有在马其顿的众弟兄姊妹。
But look how verse 10 ends.
那么在第十节的时候，他怎样结束呢
？But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more.
他说固然是如此呢，但我劝弟兄们要。更加勉励。
Brothers and sisters, as we sit here tonight,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们坐在这里的时候
，Do we realize the great heritage we have for the many years that we've been meeting together?
你知道我们有一个传统，就几年来呢，我们都在一起聚会。
You know, the many conferences, the much teaching we've had,
很多的教导，很多的聚会。
We are so blessed.
我们实在是非常的蒙福。
There's so much of the riches of Christ that we have been enjoyed and blessed with over the years.
我们呢在主面前受到这个基督的丰富的这个祝福。
But what does Paul say here?
但是保罗在这边说到什么呢
？Excel still more.
要更加的勉励。
Yes, we've been able to see and taste so much of Christ.
我们在这可以经历基督里的一切的丰富。
But there's still so much more of Him out there.
但是在基督的丰富来讲，是我们还有太多没有经历到。
There's that surpassing value. He surpasses everything else.
我们看到基督耶稣乃是至宝，它的价值是无限的。
We can become so content with the blessings that we have.
有时候我们就是以我们所领受的祝福而满足。
We're kind of like Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration.
就像彼得在这个变化山上一样。
Now Peter, he looked around. The Lord had transfigured. He saw Moses and Elijah.
他在那里看到主耶稣变相，然后又看到摩西跟以利亚。
Oh, the great blessing there.
看到那个很大的祝福在那里。
And Peter said, this is good, let's just stay here.
他说是哇，这实在好得无比，然后我们就住在这里吧。
So often when we, the Lord blesses us so richly.
很多时候当主非常丰富的祝福我们的时候
we can have a tendency to settle down.
我们就会就那个停下来了。
To become satisfied.
我们就满足了。
Maybe we look around at some other brethren.
我们看到其他的弟兄姊妹们。
And we say, oh, we're pressing on so much more than them.
我们觉得说，哎呀，我们这个努力追求到现在，比别的弟兄姊妹努力的更多。
But they're not our standard.
他们还没有到我们的标准。
We have one standard.
我们只有一个标准。
And that's Christ.
就是一个基督。
And that was the standard in Paul's life.
我们知道这是保罗的生命里面的目标。
No matter what Paul had seen of Christ,
不论保罗看到的主有多多
he said, I press on to know him more and more.
他乃是说我要竭力的努力上前
In that similar spirit, he's encouraging us to press on, to excel still more.
他在这边乃是告诉我们说要我们努力再努力前面
Now, praise God, we have a gospel meeting and some get saved.
我们感谢主我们有传福音的聚会有些人得救了
We can excel still more.
我们可以再更加勉励。
As we're studying the word, ones are enriched and helped, and there's a building together.
我们在研读主的话，让我们能够一同再一次被建立。
But there's an excelling still more.
我们在这以上呢，还要更加勉励。
Every aspect of our life, there's that more and more of Christ He wants to show us.
在我们生命中的各个方面，乃是要更多的增加，更多的增加。
And we're so thankful for Paul and his life.
我们为着保罗和他的生命，我们来感谢神。
Because he had this passion in his heart.
因为他里面有一个这个热忱。
And it captured him.
这个热忱呢抓住了他。
There's only one thing that can create such a passion like this in our heart.
我们知道只有一件事情呢能够在我们心中产生这样的热忱。
And it's Christ.
那就是基督。
And Paul had a very simple prayer.
所以保罗有一个非常简单的祷告。
To know him more and more.
乃是更多的来认识基督。
Is that too simple a prayer for us?
对我们来说是不是这个祷告太简单了呢?
You know, sometimes we've been walking with the Lord so much, we actually get away from the simplicity of prayer.
有时候我们跟随主太久了，就忘记这个祷告里面的简单。
If you read the prayers in the scripture,
但你如果是读到圣经里面的祷告,
most of them are pretty simple.
很多时候祷告非常简单的。
You know, this was Paul's prayer.
这是保罗的祷告
that he could know him more and more.
他能够更多的来认识基督
and would we come into that place and have that desire?
让我们能够一同来到同样的地步有同样的渴慕
and the wonderful thing about it,
这件事情上本身是有很美好的地方
as one or two get that desire,
如果有一两位有这样的渴慕
it's contagious.
它就像传染性一样
it starts to spread.
它就会这个像传染病一样
and it's wonderful
传染给其他的人
this is a contagion that we want to be infected with.
因为我们这个 每个其他人就会受到影响
that we would all be captured by this way.
我们都能够被这个得着
we might not be great theologians.
我们可能不是伟大的神学家
we might not be able to expound this or expound that.
我们没法解释一些深奥的道理
But one thing we know.
但是我们知道一件事
I was blind and now I see.
从前我是眼瞎的如今我可以看见
One thing I know.
有一件事情我知道
I was a sinner saved by grace.
我知道我以前是罪人现在呢是蒙恩的罪人
And the one that I know is calling me to know him more and more.
我有一件事情我知道，那是我是蒙召要更多的认识他。
Can we return to this place of simplicity and purity of our devotion to Christ?
让我们能够回到这个简单的这个地步中。
That He could encourage us in a great way.
使主能够来勉励我们。
And that we could be the testimony of God that He's calling us to be in this late hour.
让我们在这个末世的时候呢能够成为神召我们所成为的器皿。
Paul's testimony was that he was controlled by the love of Christ.
保罗的见证乃是他是被基督的爱激励的人。
May that be ours.
让我们也成为同样的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, as we see Paul, we see one who was so sold out for you.
我们看到保罗的一生就看到一个把自己卖给主的人。
In many ways, it makes us feel guilty of how we've wasted so much time.
有时候我们觉得我们有亏欠的感觉。
But we're thankful, Lord, for your long suffering and patience with each one of us.
但是我们为着你这个永不止息的爱来感谢赞美你。
And Lord, even tonight, as we would cry out.
今天晚上我们也在是祷告。
As we would cry out to know you more and more.
让我们呼求我们能够更多的认识你。
As we would cry out to press on.
让我们呼求我们继续努力面前的。
As we would cry out to put other things aside.
让我们在你面前呼求使我们能够把别的事情摆在一边。
Allow our lives to be controlled by your love.
使我们的生命能够被你的爱激励。
We're thankful that you are the faithful one.
我们感谢主因为你是信实的主。
And we have a great confidence in you, Lord.
我们在你里面有这个确据。
We have your precious and magnificent promise.
我们有这个极大极宝贵的应许。
That the work that you have begun, you will complete.
你在我们所动的善工必要成全。
In each and every one of us.
在每一个我们的里面。
Lord, start in me.
从我的开始。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
靠你圣名祷告。Amen.